Christmas Party by Bert Greensmith, read by Kevin Wilde. Since we moved into our new house, I feel that there ain't much doing. I finished garden and tidied up, and we don't do a lot of billing and cooing. Wife said, "What's thou bound to do today? Thou looks to be right fed up. Thou wasting away just doing nought. Sither, take a look." She pulled a paper out at drawer and said, "It nobbut come today. I don't know who sent it, but it's somebody called U3A. "Way, that's funny," I said. "How did they get our name?" "Nay," she said, "I sent it 'em to see if it were all at the claim. There's all sort here for thee to do, so long as thou well and hearty. Thou can go to Osset and talk broad if thou wants, and they eat never Christmas party." "Oh, a party," I thought. "I'm going to have some of that. That's summer that's right up my street. If I put a clean collar on and polish my boots, I may get a woman for to meet." So I rung a bloke up, Len Wilde were his name. He said he'd started this dialect caper. And we didn't go and look for Miss N. It were Len who'd written in paper. I says, "And is that going for that group, toad lad?" He says, "Oh, we gear 18 or 20 through door. Let's see, there's Audrey, Russ, Alice, Doris and John. I won't be capped if I want a few more. I'll phone to Miss N, get missing over there right away. Tint off now I have any luck. They'll have been scratching and scraping and saving all year, and I'll bet there'll be plenty to sup." So I went over there, it were a long way, and I were feeling right ale and hearty. But believe it or not, it were wrong damn day, and I went and missed party.